When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You were good. You're safe.
I'm okay. There was no cars coming towards me. I did not cross over the median and hit a stop sign and then a tree.
And then another tree.
My Maybach is perfectly fine.
What is going on in Maryland with our dear Karen Hubert?
Oh my God. The poor LaDame, she was in crisis mode. You know, she was crying. She was at the Congressional Golf Club drinking and crying with a friend. And then she had to get into the back roads. And, you know, it's her, you know, triple 20. Eyesight is not so good. Especially when in the dark, when you see and you're drunk and you see double. So, you know, she had a little, you know. She had a little run-in with the tree.
Did you?
Like, who hasn't had a run-in with the tree? Especially in Potomac.
I'm just shocked that Monique wasn't like, me too, girl. Okay, did you read
say that tweet? I'm deeply disappointed and saddened that two of my favorites that I identify with, Shannon and then the LaDame, have both encountered the same things. And I was like, shit, I probably should stop drinking and
I'm gonna bleep that out. Listen, I mean, I did ask if you're okay, but maybe it was subconsciously because I'm worried about you also driving into a house and a tree in another house. Much like when Shannon did that thing and then like ended up getting out and just like walking her dog. Did you read Karen's statement?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good. I'm gonna read it.
Yeah.
Thank you all for your prayers and well wishes during this frightening experience. I am still in
shock. It was a 3-week.
I am still in shock from last night's incident, but grateful to be alive today. With the passing of my beloved mother, grief comes and goes in waves. And with Mother's Day approaching, by the way, Mother's Day is a good 2 months away. Mother's Day approaching.
She's not wrong. It is approaching. It's just approaching very slowly.
Right. It is.
There's nothing legally or, you know, linguistically incorrect about what she just said.
You're right. Last night, I met with a girlfriend for dinner. We talked and brought up some very emotionally sensitive topics. I was crying on my way home and saw a car heading right for me. I swerved to avoid the head-on collision, hit the divider, and then a tree. I'm hurt, bruised up a bit, but so grateful I'm alive. I did receive a citation, one of which was unrelated to the incident, which is understandable. But what is most surprising is that the other car that almost hit me just drove away.
Away. I know. Unscathed. They had nothing. And there's no proof of them ever passing me.
Unrelated citation.
Is the expired driver's license or whatever, right? Registration.
Yeah. No, babe. It's the DUI. Like, apparently she refused a breathalyzer.
Yeah. Because clearly she's gone through this before. So her lawyers have said if you're drunk and driving and you are in your rights to refuse a breathalyzer. So then they have to put all these citations to make sure that you pay a fine. And so she's going to go to the court and say she wasn't drinking. And this is all like they thought they were drinking, but there's no proof of it and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? She might get out of it, too.
Somebody tweeted that next year, Karen's tagline is going to be, I don't drive under the influence. I am the influence. You drive me.
I'm not the divider. I don't hit the divider. I am the divider.
You hit me.
But I was disappointed that two of my favorites both have drunk driving.
Now, Cherise has previously also left comments saying that Bravo, like, is just adding to Karen's delusion. Yeah, we know, Cherise. And then that Bravo should really be making sure that Karen goes to rehab because she was in rehab and she never went through the program because Karen Huger is just a Potomac, local Potomac drunk. I'm like, we know all those things, ma'am.
Yeah.
We'll say, like, guys, you could have killed someone, Karen.
Right.
Shannon, you could have killed someone, okay? Yeah. Get in a fucking Uber, guys. Like,
I don't understand why these ladies, and especially, I think Karen's was also a short drive. Like, yeah. She was close to this place. She was close to her home when this happened. And I'm like, if you were just out drinking in the local bar, you were getting drunk in the local, you know, your watering spot, whatever it is, why wouldn't you have a cab drive you? There's Ubers all over the place. Or
where's Mr. Blue Eyes?
Huh?
Where's Blue Eyes?
Right? Or the trainer now. The trainer could drive you too.
Anybody. Literally anyone.
Yeah. How are you going to have that awesome inner thighs, Karen, if you keep drinking like this?
By the way, other news that literally just dropped. Mm-hmm. It dropped at 7 p.m. today.
What? I haven't looked at news.
I can't wait to tell you. John Jansen is suing Shannon for $75,000, allegedly for borrowed facelift money.
$75,000 borrowed from John Jansen?
Yes. In the complaint obtained by People, John Jansen, 61, alleges Shannon Bedore, 59. You know what, guys? We don't need to put in Shannon's age. How about, don't be rude.
Yeah.
Turned to him for financial support in the early 2022, borrowing $40,000 via a wire transfer on January 23rd for a facelift procedure. Then another $35,000 via a personal check in May 2023. For another procedure.
Yeah, see, I think that any plastic surgery that you benefited from because the woman was, you know, looking good and that it allowed her to earn more money and that you gave her during your relationship is like a engagement ring. It's not something that should cost you.
Exactly.
You gave it to her when you were in full-on relationship.
Exactly. If you chose to pay for my whatever.
Right.
That's
while we were in a relationship.
To be honest,
a committed one where we weren't thinking of cheating on each other. We had no problems going. We weren't in a troubled relationship. That's part and parcel of the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. We just get into fights that paralyze us.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you can't pay for my facelift.
Yeah, to unparalyze the paralysis. You caused the paralysis.
The fights that were paralyzing you were actually from the facelift. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Yeah.
To be honest, this makes what Paige
said. Now I'm imagining John Jansen, like every time they fought, he was shooting her up with Botox. Like, pew, pew, pew.
Now I'm thinking like what Paige said this week on Summer House, which is that she doesn't want Craig paying for her stuff because what if they break up is like very reasonable because Paige is not trying to get John Jansen'd.
Like
John Jansen and John
Craig's,
Jansen.
Craig's petty ass would John Jansen her.
Oh my God, he 100%. She knows who she's with. She knows that he's a nut job. Like she's not going to do that. Okay, I am willing to talk about Potomac.
Okay.
If you care to.
Sure. I wish they had shown the whole fight. I don't know why they had a black two when we have footage of the fight.
No, apparently we only have audio of the fight, but not. Well, we have the phone footage of the fight.
Yeah, somebody's phone footage. They could have bought it and put it on.
You don't even have to buy it. It's for free on the internet.
Right. Why wouldn't you show it?
Why not just show it?
No, because they didn't want to pay for it. That's why. Because Bravo puts it on, whoever leaked that footage is going to be like, that's mine. You cannot use it. You have to pay me.
Okay.
But they could have paid that person.
Totally. What did you think about this little talk show that Wendy finally showed?
I was impressed by April Ryan showing up and then talking. And I was like, well, it's all fine and good. But it was literally all of them. The bottom line was they're all tired.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And it was like, okay, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And it was like, okay. I'm tired too. Well, why do you make me untired, please?
What I thought was interesting was I was like, it's obvious that Wendy wants a platform.
Yes.
She does not want a podcast.
Right.
She wants to do something different than the rest of the Housewives.
She doesn't want to be producing that herself. She wants some network to pick her up and say, you'd have a talk show and talk politics. She wants to have somebody come and say, no, we'll take care of all of that for you. You just show up as a talent and you have these conversations. But she's not getting any bites.
Yeah.
So she has to do her rinky-dink pot, you know, show herself.
I mean, she could literally put that on YouTube and make money off of it. But, like, I don't think that she wants to. That's the whole thing. If she needed to spend over $50,000 to put this together, should I be getting paid for this? Like, this is – I don't – do people get like how do I make money like that? Can I be like, Wendy, do you have $50,000 to spend because I can help you produce this?
Yeah.
And then I'll have a
Should. I think Eddie has $50,000 to give.
Yeah, you're right.
But Eddie, then you also have to deal with Wendy's mom putting, like, you know,
Kala Jadu
on you and, you know, submitting your name to shrines if it doesn't go well.
I know. Too much.
Too much.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't want to deal with it. What did you think about the fact that nobody wants to hang out with each other on the show? Did you see the reunion trailer?
No. How was it?
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Andy's like, guys, can we have a truce that you guys are going to try to get along?
No.
They're like, no.
No. Okay. I don't think Potomac is – they have to revamp it drastically. I think they should all be put on pause. They have to realize that this was a good money-making, you know, source of money, and that they have to bring their authentic selves. Otherwise, it's not going anywhere, because towards the past couple of years, they've been doing their own producing, and they're not putting everything out and open. I know Ray is not going to like it, but I think Robin has to be a friend of. She can be a friend of Giselle. She doesn't have to be a main cast.
I mean, I think you're right. There's not much that Robin is bringing to the table. But
Wendy could be a friend of a Candace.
Exactly. I was going to say, there's not a lot that a lot of people are bringing to the table. Right. I think we need a major shakeup, or we need everybody to
actually
get
actually none
themselves.
Of them are bringing anything other than
besides Mia.
Yeah, I was going to say it's only Mia who's actually bringing some solid stuff, and then Karen brings the comedy relief, but that's about it.
That's about it. Like, I don't fucking Wendy threw a party where they were rolling oregano.
Yeah.
Sad.
That is sad.
And the only scenes we really saw of Candace was Candace showing up to group events, hemming and hawing and rolling her eyes. And then she would just be like with Chris being like, I have to go here and I have to go there.
Yeah.
And like it was
Chris
so
didn't participate as much as he used to.
Which is fine. By the way, you know what's confusing to me?
Right.
Is like, where did I think they already had Karen's birthday party. Because when I was in Maryland in July and I met Chris Bassett, they had filmed Karen's party before that, but he was saying how they still have much more to film.
Yeah.
And I think the fight happened after.
Yeah.
So
they are putting it like in the wrong sequence.
They better, because I was like, are they just going to cut out Karen's birthday party?
You think they're going to cut out? Because they are doing the fight, and then they're doing Ashley's unveiling of the whatever shoot she did. But they're not showing Karen's birthday party. They may not be showing it.
Hold on. I'm going to look this up. When was this Potomac fight? R-H-O-P fight. Let's see. This.
They better not cut Triple 20. I mean, the woman has been preparing us for that for so long.
I mean, if they cut it out, no wonder she got drunk and got into a car.
Because... maybe that's what she was crying about. Because this is right after the reunion, right? Reunion was earlier this week or something.
Yeah.
So she came back from New York, and then she realized that they never showed her birthday party.
You're right. It's, I think it's very much possible. I don't know when this fight happened, but I'm pretty sure this fight happened after I had met Chris Bassett, which goes to show that this is, there's something black in the lentils and I don't like it. By the way, that translated weird.
Yeah.
I just realized it's dalme kuchkala. It basically means that there's something awry.
Yeah.
In the mist.
It says, yeah.
It's not about black people. It sounds messed up.
Yes. You've been doing a lot of Desi stuff in the past few days.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Vanderpump Rules?
Sure.
I'm going to tell you about the Valley.
Okay.
But I'm going to talk about Vanderpump Rules first. You said, can you please...
Oh, I ended up watching the Valley, by the way. I thought you were going to actually tell me about the Valley. And I was like, okay, did you go there when we were in LA? I don't quite understand.
No.
But I thought you didn't go there. But yeah, I ended up watching because... I had nothing to watch today.
Okay,
to a point where I ran out of stuff to watch and ended up watching it.
Okay, I can't wait to hear what your thoughts were about it. But let's talk about Vanderpump Rules first. Sandoval throws a sad little pool party. It's so sad that even Schwartz is like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Things are weird. It's like Billy Lee is there and she's just like,
hey, and she brings in like, is Billy Lee like trafficking young girls for Sandoval? Like she brings them random Asian girl to come through and she's like, do you want her? Do you want to take her upstairs? Do you want to fuck her? Do you want to like, she's only $20, you can have her. Like what? And that other girl looked like she was like shell shocked and she's sitting there and she's like, Billy Lee, my pimp Billy Lee will tell me if the customer. That's how it felt.
No, Billy Lee, that was apparently her girlfriend.
No, she was trying to push that girl on Sandoval.
So weird. It was so sad. Those girls that got invited to the pool party.
Oh, those two. They were like completely zonked out.
No, those two girls were like, we got invited to a filming. We thought the whole other cast was going to be here.
Right.
We're just stuck with Sandoval.
Yeah.
And then he's being so fucking weird.
Yeah.
He's a mess. Poor Anne has to clean up after him.
Ugh. And the worst thing was like, there was something sticky on the floor. I'm like, ew, what did you guys drop?
I don't like it.
Like, would the whole house looks such a mess. I remember in the past year when they were first moved into the house and they would film. And I would be like, wow, look at how beautifully they have decorated the house. And it's so clean and all of that. They clearly did that for the cameras. But also, I was, like, impressed with how it was. Now it looks like, well, you know, she just uses it as a place to dump her mail.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all of the boxes that come for her, they go into her room and that's where it's all dumped. He is pushed into this guest bedroom where he has like blue light and is like, you know, strolling on his, you know,
he's
whatever.
He's journaling.
Huh?
He's journaling.
Yeah. He's journaling. He sits on like an odd corner and journals. And then he goes into his closet and like
cries.
Blows his nose and cries. And it's like the most... Pressing ever. I'm like, you guys are not going to get good value for this house. I feel like there's Sandoval snot all over the walls now.
There's like Sandoval DNA all over that
right
house.
I don't feel like they're going to get good a good price for that house when it goes. The only person who might buy it is somebody like Jax and, you know, people who want to move into the Valley and want to be part of this show.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of the other show.
What did you think about the scene that Katie and Lala had where they made up quite quickly?
That was like way too mature for me. It threw me off.
Like this isn't the show that I'm watching.
I was like, wait a minute. They came in. Katie said, are you okay? And Lala said, no, I'm not. And I thought it was going to go somewhere. And it's like, this has been like 3 or 4 times that you have made me feel like you think I am your enemy. And I thought, okay, that's going to be a trigger for Katie. And Katie didn't get triggered.
Katie was like, yeah, I know, I treated you poorly.
Poorly. And then Lala was like, yeah, and I was oversensitive and I reacted too poorly. And then they were like, made
up. Katie's like, I'm sorry, I love you.
I'm like, what the hell?
You're like, wait a minute.
What's going on here?
Let's get some tequila happening on Katie. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
What's going on? I know.
It was nice.
It was too mature.
It was grown up. And I was like, did people actually grow up and into adulthood here? Are we seeing adulthood right now? What's going on here?
But like, then it's like, I don't want to watch it.
Mm. I don't mind not watching it and letting them grow and move on too.
Yeah.
I feel like we are enabling them by watching their toxicity, right? Watching Valley, it's funny, but that's because they're stupid and we are enabling their toxicity.
Oh, you're right. Sheena comes over to Ariana's and Sheena, you need to defend your Shishu, your Cancerian sister.
Right.
Sheena Marie.
You need to stop saying that all Cancerians are like this. This is very Cancerian behavior. It was very hurtful to me to hear that. I know you were talking about Sheena, but the way you generalize, it felt like you were talking about me, okay? And I've been a good friend. And just because you have a lot of Cancerians in your family doesn't mean that you have to bring all of that baggage into our podcast and talk about me when I'm not there to defend myself.
And I got Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. Do you know how hard it is for me to make my hand into a fist? Right now, I would want to make a fist and punch you, but I cannot because I can't. You're not next to me.
And you're looking for a babysitter. And
yes.
You can't find one.
You don't understand how hard it is for us to let go of our babies because we are Cancerians and we are like very attached. We are overprotective and we have to take care of them, okay? So, no, Shishu is, somebody had done an analysis online that she's a people pleaser and that people who do people pleasers are people who want to control how other people react to them.
Yes.
And it comes from deep insecurity. It doesn't matter how you define that. The bottom line is Sheena has good intentions, but she has the wrong, way of like picking on those good intentions and expecting other people to recognize her good intentions and give her brownie points for it, which she'll get there. It'll be, what am I now, for 50? Yeah, it'll be about 50 years old when she'll realize it, and then she'll move on from there. That people are going to be nice to you only if you have self-worth. And if you don't show self-worth, they're not going to be nice. Self-worth comes from self rather than from other people, right? So that's so something that she has to learn. But I also, the one thing I wanted to talk about Sheena was that Sheena and why people weren't quite understanding. Like, Sheena is giving a lot of brownie points to Sandoval. And she's like, you don't understand. Way back when nobody was talking to me, he was the one who pulled me into the picture. When nobody was, when I was going through a really tough time during COVID, Sandoval just gave me $7,000 over, like, just gave it to me. What Sheena doesn't understand is Sandoval does that and to justify his other actions where he may be shitty.
Yep.
And so he does good deeds throughout the day to justify to himself that he's a good person. Yeah. So he may have been cheating on Ariana. He may have been a terrible person to somebody else that day, but he will do a good deed to someone else completely unrelated, and in his psyche he will justify to himself that he's really a good guy at the end of the day. Look what I did for Sheena. Look what I got. I may have destroyed the business that I created with my best friend, but look, I bought him his favorite shoes. And things like that. He's constantly giving. He's giving his sunglasses to people. He's constantly giving gifts to show that he's a generous person. He's really a kind-hearted person. He doesn't hold a grudge, blah, blah, blah. But he's really doing that to buy that because he's such a narcissistic, sociopath. And that's sociopath behavior that Sheena is so naive that she doesn't recognize it. She sees it as, oh, he is being good and I am not being just as good to him. And she takes on that guilt. And it's really sad to watch.
It is so sad to watch. I think that's that. And I think that's why Ariana keeps saying, I feel bad for James and Sheena. Because I feel like I wish that they had more respect for themselves. I wish James had more respect for himself because he's better than being bought out by somebody like Sandoval.
Right.
And, I said this before, but she said this on an after show that Sheena's the type of person where when somebody tells her, I don't like you, she doesn't say, okay, I'm fine with that person not liking me anymore. Like, they're not for me. Instead, she's going to be like, but why and how do I make them love me?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you look at every single one of her breakups, that's why she's like, now we're best friends.
Yeah, and she tries to do the same thing she learns from Sandoval. She bought one of those guys a penguin or something.
A penguin,
right?
Named Spot. Yes.
Adam got a penguin, and then she got a you know, Apple Watch. She is she just doesn't know how. She's like, I'll do anything. I'll be desperate if you like me back, because my self worth is on how other people perceive me, because I don't have my own. And that is sad. And
it is super sad. And I think we all see that, right? Yeah. Like, I think that
I think she sees that. She's just not able to overcome it.
Yes. I think that, like, that is the part that where my heart breaks for Sheena. That's why I can't ever get mad at her, because I'm like, I know what that feels like, because that used to be me. Like, I used to be that way. Like, even her buying all these things. Like, I used to give guys that I was dating the most extravagant gifts, and then they would break up with me six weeks later. Yeah. And I'd be like, but why? I bought you really nice stuff. Yeah. And then I would always be like, I'm still friends with my exes. Like, it's fine. I'm totally friends with my exes, because I didn't want it to be that they broke up with me because I'm an inherently unlikable person. Like, I'm still a good person. They still have me.
But which was not true either. So it's extremes.
Exactly. It's that thought, right? Yeah. Of like, I need to make sure that I never end these relationships. I remember there was this guy that I dated very briefly in college. And a couple of years later, like, he was friends with my friend group, whatever. And I remember one time I overheard him on the phone with somebody. I was with a friend. He was talking to them on the phone, and they were making plans to hang out. And he said, well, Noor's not with you, right? As long as she doesn't come, it's fine. Yeah. And I remember getting so upset.
Yeah.
But the reality was that he was dating somebody new now, and his girlfriend did not want me around, right? Yeah. Of course it hurt my feelings. Yeah. But I was so upset about it. I remember being just like – I remember like sobbing. I didn't even care about this guy. Like,
Just the fact that he said that he didn't want you coming.
Exactly. It was the fact that somebody would have the audacity to not want me around.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that that's what Sheena is so touched by, that, like, even though Sandoval did all these shitty things, he still cares about me where he wants me around. Yeah. And I think that's enough for her to feel important. And, like, now as an adult, let me tell you something. When somebody says that, and that's not actually, I'm going to say this, but I know it's not fully true, because when people leave me really nasty messages,
you do get upset.
I get very upset, but
and I don't, I'm a Cancerian, and I don't, okay, let me just point out,
but you don't get upset about strangers, you get upset about real people.
Oh yeah, real people cut me to the core.
The funny thing about me is real people real people don't want to talk to me anymore, I'm like, good riddance, one less person for me to keep up with. But when strangers aren't nice to me, I'm like, but why?
Yeah,
I'm so nice. I'm not. I'm a monster.
But anyway. Yeah, see, I don't get upset when strangers do anything. I don't get upset. I am quick to cut off. And I had to learn. I would have gotten upset when I was younger. I would have been more influenced by that. But now I don't. I don't care, because I don't have time or energy.
I've got 10 years to go. I'll be where you are.
You will be here. You'll be here before you know it. You know, no fucks given, you know. No fucks given is done.
No fucks given is done. I appreciate that Ariana has so much self-control, because Sheena's like, what about in like 5 years if Sandoval wants to be friends with me?
Like, what is the time limit before I can actually
What's
say
the jurisdiction on this?
What's
the statute of limitations?
On me being friends with, which is like a weird way of putting it. And it's like, I'm like, Sheena, just because you feel like you went through something along with Ariana, doesn't mean that you discuss it with Ariana.
Yes.
You complain about it to somebody else, and you can say how hurt you are. What James does, which is, James is like, I have a problem with how you did this to me. And he has that discussion straight with Sandoval, or doesn't at all. But he doesn't go to Ariana and cry about it.
Exactly.
Because she doesn't have the bandwidth mentally and emotionally to support you in any way. And she doesn't have to. She's going through her own trauma. Just because you were able to support her in her trauma doesn't mean she has the bandwidth to support you in your trauma of whatever it is.
I also think when they
cannot equate all of it. It's different.
And I also think when they keep saying like friends with, what they really mean is like film with. Like, are you okay with me filming with this person?
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
Yeah.
You, what are your thoughts about Joe and Schwartz?
Oh, Joe is, I agree with everything that Katie said about Joe.
She's spooky.
Spooky.
I kind of love her.
You do? I think she's a good, good roommate. I wouldn't even say partner, but good roommate for Schwartz. I think Schwartz feels at peace with her because she has no expectations whatsoever out of him. And she lets him be himself, which is be the idiot that he is and just do whatever shit he wants to do. And she's fine with it. She's like one of the boys for him, like being family. But I don't think she doesn't expect him to grow up and do anything, do better for himself. And I don't think she expects that out of herself either. So I don't think Joe is going to go anywhere with her life, and I don't think Schwartz is going to go anywhere with his life, and they will be happy, you know, putting mud masks and just picking, you know, dirt out of each other's toes, and they'll be fine with it.
They would live happily ever after in like
with Social Security. Yeah.
Yeah. They would live happily ever after in like a suburb somewhere else. Like they would do great in like Portland. You know what I mean? Like they don't belong in LA. I think
that's the point. Yes. Yeah. You're right. Portland is the perfect place for them.
Yeah, exactly. Like Portland.
Just be in the hippie community and just be there.
Like move to Nashville.
Northern California in Portland. Be in some kind of hippie community, you know. Yeah. Just, you know, lounging around. Go down to Jamaica and just be there. It'll be fine.
Honestly, like just do all your drugs and like be weirdos together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, did you ever watch Shameless?
Yeah.
He like Schwartz feels like he's gonna grow up to be Frank.
Right.
Right. He's gonna be Frank Gallagher one day.
Right, right.
And there have been seasons of Shameless where there was one season of Shameless where Frank falls in love with this hippie doctor, and they move to like the islands, and they both live a very happy life there together, and of course things always happen, and then Frank ends up back with the kids to terrorize them. But that feels like to me Schwartz and Joe, you know, just like doing drugs, being like dirty,
right,
not bathing.
Like she's supposed to be a hairdresser and she doesn't even wash her hair.
No,
that hair was so sticky it felt like Sandoval's floors. After a party, I felt like there was honey in that hair. Like it's sticky. If she walks out, bees are gonna like come and stick to it. Like flies are gonna come and stick to it. She just really, really is just too laid back.
They both would think that taking a bath in a river before a wedding is a reasonable thing to do.
Right. Yeah.
So I think they're soulmates.
I hope they don't marry, and I hope they don't procreate. Never, but otherwise, they can live happily ever after.
Exactly.
Please don't procreate. That's all. Those genes together are not going to end up. It's going to be a burden on society.
Now, the whole crew goes out, and Ariana finally says, fuck you guys. I'm going to show up to film where Tom is filming. Yeah. And I think what was great about this was watching Tom just fall apart.
Yeah.
He has to poop.
She just came and sucked all his friends away from him in slow motion. Everybody turned towards her and everybody moved away from him. And he's like sitting there by himself. It's sad looking, you know.
He has a nervous poop.
Yes.
He has no friends. Sheena's like, hey, can you be nice to Katie? He's like, stop, Sheena, God.
Sheena does that only because she sees Ariana and she wants to make a show in front of Ariana.
Yeah.
But she is, she's not saying besties, but she just wants to talk to him, okay? Yeah. So she can have, you know, have her cathartic conversations with him. And then she makes a big deal about him not agreeing and she walks away. So Ariana knows that she said no to Sandoval.
Exactly. It's great.
What did you think of Schwartz thinking that the person that could help Sandoval would be Jax? Did the producers told you to figure that out, but is this how you figured it out?
I don't think that producers told him to figure it out. I think producers said, this is what we're going to do. And he said, all right, this is what we're going to do. Ariana and Katie have a game night and Tom is present. And Tom and Katie have words. And I've never been more proud of being a Katie Maloney fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so
she
good.
She was like so perfect in everything she was doing.
And the way that Katie is with Tom right now is what Ariana wants the rest of the girls to be like with Tom, right? And I think that, like, Sheena tried it, Lala tried it. But the thing is that I think Sheena and Lala especially, is of the thought of, like, I fought your battle for you and I went too hard and I don't know how to control myself. So, like, I just don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
And I think, like, that's the problem there. But, like, Katie does it perfectly. Like, I'm not going to give you any grace. I think that you're a piece of shit. You're a terrible person. You treated me like garbage. You don't get to just compliment my hair and then think that everything is going to be fine, Tom.
And by the way, thank you for the hair compliment.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I thought that was an emotional piece of note. Was it in the scene or maybe it was afterwards when in the after show or whatever? She talked about how she was in love with, this was my best friend and I was still in love with him when I walked out. Was it in the scene? Yeah.
In the scene. Yeah.
That was so, that is something that Katie never told us when she left Sandoval, Schwartz.
Sure. Yeah.
She didn't say, I was still in love with him, but I knew that he is not going to love me the way I want him to. And so I made the decision to walk away.
Beautiful.
And that was so beautiful and empowering, and I'm like, you go, Katie.
Yeah, I love Katie.
Me too.
I love her whole vibe. I'm very attracted to her. I've always
she doesn't
she
come
beautiful.
Off as thirsty at all.
No,
she's not thirsting for the show. She's not thirsting for, hey, if I never see, like, Kristen Doty Katie's always wanted thirsted, to be on the show. Katie is like, I'm here. You guys are filming me. There were like seasons after seasons where all she did was sit on the couch and eat her salad with ranch. And she still got paycheck and she was fine with it.
Exactly. And you know what? I think we should all learn from Katie.
Yeah.
She's already in No Fucks Given a Stan.
Right.
She's the president of No Fucks Given a Stan.
Yeah. Her cabinet is all women too.
Hot women.
Yes.
Hot lesbians. I love it.
I want Katie to come out and say that she totally leaned into the lesbian thing too.
I know.
I would love that.
I know.
I think she would have great lesbian relationships.
Oh my God. I'm very attracted.
She would actually be happy.
Yes. I am very attracted to Katie. Like
I've always been, because she has the best, I find her very Indian features, right? She has very Indian features.
She has AC features, yes. Okay, Tom goes and cries in a closet over Rachel and then compares himself to Scott Peterson.
Where is Rachel is the question I had. Is Rachel dead?
That's a great point.
But now she has a podcast, so we know she's alive. But I was like, if she hadn't done that, I would have been like, wait, why did your mind go to Scott Peterson? What have you done to Rachel?
Oh god, what an idiot. The crying in the
closet.
He would
be so sloppy. He would be like Scott Peterson. He would be sloppy and get caught too.
He's crying in the closet and I love that Schwartz is just sitting there like, okay, like, what do you want me to do?
I've never seen you like this. He's like, that's a little mate. Yeah, he was like, his face was all the way into his clothes and I'm like, ugh, come on. Ugh. Clean yourself up.
I love that.
I think, what do you think he's going to do with his journal? You think he's going to, I feel he's writing so he can write a book.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to write a book.
He's got some ghostwriter.
Remember
who's
he had a podcast for like 3 episodes? It was like the most hated man. Everybody hates me or something like that.
Yeah.
Some bullshit. I don't think he ever actually did anything with it.
Yeah. No, I think he's writing a book. And that he's writing all his feelings down. And the ghostwriter said, write all your feelings down. And then I will go through it and I'll write a book. Now the ghostwriter must be like regretting it.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck is this?
Brian Moylan. We're going to be so mad at him. It's like Abe Quinn or Brian Moylan. We're going to be pissed. Don't do it.
Yes, Brian, don't.
He's not listening. Yeah. Anyway.
We'll make him. We'll send it to him.
He'll
send her a message to him regardless.
I appreciate that Sandoval thinks that he is, you know, the scandal is going away. He's finally in with the group. Things are fine. Then slowly this episode, it's like, wait, now everybody's hanging out with Ariana while we're filming. So nobody wants to hang out with me. Okay. And then the producers are like, don't think that we like you that much, because what we're going to do is bring Jax to a dinner to berate you.
Jax of all people.
I loved it. Jax showing up and screaming at him. Like
no introduction, no prelude. He just goes into it.
He just sits down and says,
he's like, I just snuffed so much cocaine. I have to get this out. I've been standing in the wings waiting for my cue to enter. I just want to spew.
Just rolls in like the Kool-Aid man. Hey, hey, hey. Like he just fucking sits down and he's like, you look like shit. You're an asshole. You're an idiot. I'm a dad. I'm married. My life is good. Your life is trash. And like, look, there is every reason to dislike Jax. Nothing he's really saying is wrong, like is untrue. But also everything he's saying is like true about him also. Like it's just it's so Jax showing up reminded me why I fell in love with Vanderpump Rules, because I did really enjoy watching that piece of shit be a piece of shit on TV. I didn't
know I enjoyed it until I saw this. And then I was like, yeah, see, yeah, he's causing drama. Yeah. He's stirring all of this shit up. I'm tired of watching Sandoval cry. Here, get him angry. So he, like, yeah.
There was something different about Jax's redemption over the years, which because he never redeemed himself. Like, mm-hmm. We all unequivocally agree that he's still a piece of shit. But yeah. There's something about Jax's redemption that's obviously very different than Sandoval, because Sandoval is still trying to make us think that he's a decent person. The thing that I love about love and hate about Jax is like whenever we see that pic that video of that clip of Britney saying rotten hail, mm-hmm. Right before that she's like, so you slept with her? And he's like, I did. Like, like there's no, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's done this 100 million times before. He says no, 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 no. Then he says yes. Then he says, well, okay, sorry. I said sorry. And then it's like, okay, you're either you accept my apology and you stay with me, or you walk away. And that's fine too, because I'll find somebody else to get into and do the same thing. So,
exactly. He's never like pined for Britney. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the thing. Like, that's
why he pined for silicones that he put into Britney.
Poor Britney. Somebody do a scoliosis check on her, because I'm worried about her back.
Those got bigger after the kids, I think.
Got even bigger after the kids. But that's the difference, I think, with Sandoval. Sandoval is trying to do this like weeping into the closet, I'm sad, I miss Rachel bullshit. You know, I miss my relationship. Like, no, we don't believe that.
Yeah,
no.
I think he thought that he would bring Rachel into the next season and they would both have a relationship, just like he did with Ariana after Kristen.
Yes.
That would turn people around, because, oh, this is real love, you know? And so this is what they wanted. And he would have convinced Rachel to have a baby too. And he says, look, she's ready to have a baby, but you weren't. And mm-hmm. of that nature, he would have gotten married to that woman, that girl. And she would have been miserable.
I know. But thank God. Mm-hmm. Rachel got some good therapy. Mm-hmm. The next thing we need to do is save her from Bethany.
Yes.
Okay. Then the show transitions in a classic Vanderpump fashion into the valley.
Yeah.
Jax says, I've had enough.
And over the mountain, into the valley we go.
I wrote three lines of notes for this mm-hmm. show. I wrote, I don't hate this show and I hate myself. These people are miserable and it's great. And Jax is manic, coked out, and possibly in love with Kristen Doty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all of the above. Okay. I would, you know, I'm a peace-loving vegetarian, very peaceful person. I hate violence of any kind, abhor it. But, you know, for the first time in my life, I would pay good money, pay per view. To watch Jack and this dude, Jesse, right?
Yes.
Just beat the shit out of each other. A match to death. I would love it.
I want to see that cockfight. Yes. Yeah.
And exactly. You know, every once in a while, I'll push Sandoval into it.
Yeah.
He gets a couple of punches.
Yeah.
You know, push a few of those idiots in. But I really want to just Jack and this Jesse guy just punch each other out, because it takes a douchebag to take down another douchebag.
Imagine out douching Jax Taylor.
I don't think he out douched. I think he it just
douched
like
par.
It was on par douchebagginess, and I think they were. I think we were, because we have accepted Jax douchiness and we expect it from him. We were more focused on the new douchiness that came in. New flavor of douchiness that came in. But I think they were on par. They actually get each other. And, you know, I think that's their love language to each other, is that you're a douche, I'm a douche, and we are douchebags together.
Yeah.
It's like, if there was like an SNL skit, it would be douchebags together.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's like Jax back before they all settled into relationships. It's like when Jax
I'm just
dating
surprised this Jesse guy wasn't part of Vanderpump Rules in
some
way.
Right, exactly. I think like back when when Jax was dating Stassi and Tom was dating Kristen and Tom was dating Katie, the three of them were like all cheating on their girlfriends together, right? And so now Jax found like a comrade in the same type of bullshittery of like Jax is a shitty husband. Jesse is a shitty husband. Michelle,
they were all
gay,
like experimenting and gay in New York City together.
But like Jesse and Michelle hate each other.
They do. Michelle gives me, you know what vibe she gives me? She gives me the Shaz. What's her name?
There's a Shaz of Sunset feeling to her.
No, what was her name? Mike's wife.
Oh,
Jessica.
Jessica. Yeah.
She gives me Jessica's wife. Like, she got, instead of, Jessica didn't
kids.
Yeah, didn't have kids, but Michelle now has kids with the douchebag.
I know.
And so she's like torn, but she needs, are they the ones that have filed for divorce?
Yes.
Okay,
so,
good.
So those two have filed for divorce. Jax and Brittany have filed for separation of some sort, are separated.
Oh, that's just
as bullshit.
They know that that is what's going to get them, like, all the clicks and money.
Kristen Doty hasn't changed.
No. I thought when she came in with her slides, I thought she had grown and she was mature. But then we go back here and no.
No. She had a house. Her boyfriend convinced her to sell her house, move in with him for 5 months. Then he kicked her out of the house.
Yeah.
And then she had to move into an apartment.
Yeah.
Kristen.
What's wrong with you? But also now she's 40 and she wants to have a baby, and she's found a baby daddy that she's like, I'll take your sperm. And so let her have a baby if she wants to.
I hope that she took a page from Lala's book and was like, I'm just going to go the sperm donor route, because this is not worth it, Kristen.
Yeah.
So
do you think Jax would have been okay with Kristen getting pregnant if it was a sperm bank versus this guy?
No, he would judge a woman no matter how they had a baby. He's awful. And the fact that he keeps saying out of wedlock, I was like,
how old are you? Like, well, which century do you live in?
He's 7 years old. We don't know how old Jax is.
Yeah.
When he started the show, he said he was 30. I do not believe him. No. His face looks crazy.
Yes. But also, I'm like, he's talking about it to Lala, who's actually trying to get pregnant too.
Yeah.
And Lala is just smiling and walking away, and she's changing the subject. I said, at least she got a man. I'm trying to get a man or whatever. But I'm like, how offensive is this? Lala, why aren't you like knocking his teeth out and telling him to keep out of? He went throughout that party. He went to so many different people.
So
that was the only thing he could talk about.
That's so Jax. He has
with all kinds of men. They're standing there talking about it. It's just so weird and yucky and like Trumpy.
He's so Trumpy. He's so gross. He's so bad. Which is why I'm like looking forward to watching him be miserable. I'm looking forward to him getting yelled at by Brittany, and I hope Brittany actually does leave him.
I don't think she
And I wonder if the girls like keep quiet about Jax because they don't want to make Brittany upset. Like maybe Brittany has told them before, like, just don't bother with him because I have to hear about it later.
Yeah.
which makes me sad for Britney.
But yeah, but it's like she's constantly, nothing has changed with Britney either. She's constantly apologizing for Jax. That's what she's doing.
All she does is yuck, yuck, yucks, and then she says sorry. Sorry about Jax.
Yeah. And she's like constantly talking about, look how disgusting he looks. Look how he is like, he hasn't taken a shower. Look what he's at. Jax is saying this. And it's like, Brittany, you recognize that he is disgusting. Why are you procreating with him? Why are you in this house? What is this?
You know what? I was worried that the show was going to be like people pretending to be like happily married and like look how nice it is to be grown-ups. But I love the fact that this is just miserable people being – I'll be honest. I know a lot of couples.
Yeah.
That – function the way this group is functioning.
Yeah.
And there are times when my husband and I, we go out with these couples and we hang out. We have the most hilarious drive back home because we are laughing it up about these dysfunctional fucks that we know.
Yeah, we're laying in bed. Makes a marriage stronger than watching other people's marriage.
Look at Kyle and Amanda.
Kyle and Amanda are enjoying their marriage this year because of, you know, Carl and Lindsay. But, you know, I'm saying that this is what it is it's LA failures.
Yeah.
People who failed at anything in LA, now they moved into this neighborhood and now they're going to try and make something of their failure, of their lemons. Yes. And they're failing at that too. I'm like, none of the women in the show, well, other than Nia, I think Nia and the other guy, I think they are semi-okay.
I like the other woman too, the pregnant woman. And
yeah, I'm saying, the pregnant
woman. Is that her name, Mia? Nia?
No, her name is something else. No, her name is it Jessica or something? Jessica. The one that's next to her, who lives next to her.
Yeah, and that, like, the Miss America.
Yeah. No, Miss America lives farther away.
No, Nia, I don't know.
No, the pregnant one lives next to them.
Yes.
The pregnant lives around the corner from
Jason
them.
Jason and whatever her name is.
Yeah, Jason and Jessica or something like that. Okay, whatever. The pregnant one, all of them, I'm like, the men are either not impressive or really, really bad, impressively bad.
Yeah.
So the women are the ones, they need to divorce. All of them need to get divorced and just move on.
Yeah, I love that.
Other than Nia, maybe, because she has triplets, so she needs a babysitter.
Yes, exactly. So the one lady with the three kids, her husband was like a I think it's Nia and
David.
I don't know.
I'm just making shit up.
The Valley cast. I had to look it up. Let's just look these people up. Oh, Danny.
Danny
and Nia. Yeah. Okay, and then there's Janet and Jason.
Janet.
And then there's Jesse and Michelle. And obviously Kristen and Luke. But I think Danny and Nia seem cute and fun.
They seem semi-decent, and that I think Danny actually does something for a living, and Nia actually has.
And Janet and Jason have real jobs that are, I think, non-TV related. Jason is a lawyer who Jax keeps saying, if I get divorced, I'm going to reach out to you. And the guy's like, I do like patent law. So I don't think that I could help you with any of that. And she's like,
makes me worry that Jax got his nose jobs from ENT. Podiatrist. But okay,
he probably did. They like he like took Britney to like a truck stop and was like, put tits in her. Poor Britney. Yeah. But I'm shocked at how much I enjoyed it.
It was a lot of I think for a first episode it was good. I don't think I didn't go overboard and enjoy it or anything because I'm not that kind of a person. But
because you're gonna deny yourself a good thing, as usual.
No, I'm not gonna watch it. I enjoy hating somebody. I now have two people to hate.
You know what it is?
But I also think that it just made me like. Ugh, there are so many people that don't know what they want out of their lives, and they're just like limping through life. And it just made me think, like, in the bigger, more holistic way. I'm like, where is this world going?
You went to a different place. See, you know, the thing that I realized is, like, Vanderpump Rules was fun because it was a bunch of people who were hot messes who didn't know what they wanted but from
these
their
are,
lives.
These people are not hot either. Well, they're sad.
Well, they were messes, though. And they didn't know what they wanted out of their lives. And then we had to pretend that they were... And then once their life started to get better, we still had to pretend that their life was falling apart. Yeah. And the thing is, that's why Vanderpump Rules, like, that fight, that discussion with Katie and Lala, it's like, okay, wow, you guys grew up. Like, great, congratulations. Yeah. I think what's nice about the Valley is that, like, we're back to these people's lives being falling apart. Mm-hmm. And then pretending like they're not. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the part of it that makes me enjoy watching it. Okay. But you're just sad about the state of the world in
the
general.
The state of the world, like. Yeah. With election coming, I'm like, are these people going to vote? Are these the people that are going to determine California's?
I feel like Janet.
Is California blue or red? It's going to come down to Brittany and Jax, like, and Jesse.
I feel like Janet and Jason are pro ceasefire. I feel like Jesse is low key, like, he's voting for Robert F. Kennedy. He's voting for RFK.
Oh yes, for sure.
You know, Michelle is voting for Biden.
Yeah.
Jax
is going to say he's voting for Biden, but
Jax is not registered.
He's not going to even make it out of bed that day.
No, he's not registered.
Yeah,
Jax is not registered. Neither
he may even be banned from voting. Maybe he has a felony on him. Jack.
From that sunglasses that he stole.
Yes. That's why he doesn't move back to Florida. I think he'll get arrested if he goes to Florida.
Brittany is also not registered to vote. And who else is there? Kristen. Kristen's going to vote. Kristen's going to vote for Biden.
She's going to vote for Biden.
We don't know about Luke.
Yeah.
Unclear.
I don't know about Luke.
Unclear. And then who are the other two? Danny and Nia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Luke will
vote
for the Green Party if there
is
one.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
he's
going
to find the Green Party.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's going to, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Summer House.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about what's going on with Lindsay and Carl? This episode opened up on Lindsay, who tried to gone girl herself for like 5 minutes and then decided to just
come back. That was like, okay. So let's talk about Lindsay squeezing her way out of that gate and going for a walk on a freeway and almost getting hit. Is basically the metaphor for her relationship with Carl and how she's trying to get out of it. She's trying to get out of it in the worst possible way, in a very roundabout way. She almost gets hit by social media and all the negativity. And she's just trying to squeeze her way out of that relationship.
Oh. That is so, and honestly, it's how she even squeezed her way into the relationship.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Linz.
Yeah, she's like on the highway to a breakup, and there's the mail trucks are coming at her.
Oh no!
The social mail trucks are coming at her,
and she's like, "I guess I gotta go back."
I guess, and she's like, "I don't know what to do." I think Lindsay and Carl were already on their way back to a breakup.
Yeah.
Individually, they knew they were going to break up, but they didn't tell each other, and they decided to hold off until the show so Carl could show people how unreasonable Lindsay is, so she would not get the Sandoval effect. And Lindsay wanted to show everybody how Carl was so much like Sandoval, so she would get the Ariana effect.
Neither of them got that.
No. And I think that's what they were going for, the two of them. So they didn't talk to each other. They didn't plan it. But they were hoping that during the show, they would come off as that. And that they could then exit the relationship and not have it blow back at them. But it didn't work that way.
And like,
look, instead, Kyle and Amanda got stronger. Sierra finally let go of her imaginary relationship with Austin. Yeah. And Jesse Solomon has a concave, chest that,
and one testicle.
That between Carl and them, they had the right number of
testicles.
They've
got the right number.
It's so weird.
Yeah. Carl and Lindsay, we find out, are also sleeping in separate rooms, maybe even separate apartments, and not having sex at all.
Mm.
I'm telling you, last season, I understand. Now I understand why Paige and Danielle and Amanda were like, this is not fucking real, because mm-hmm. you guys fight all the time. You're mm-hmm. pretending like you don't fight all the time. You're pretending like everything is great. You're pretending like everything is cool, and it's not cool, and we know it's not, and you're making us look like we're crazy people by being concerned about how quickly you guys are moving in together. Yeah.
And we were such big fans of Carl and Lindsay and their relationship. Of course. We were fans of Carl and his tight ass, but, yeah. you know, no, and not
I still,
so much.
I mean,
listen. He still makes his bed and he's clean and he's, you
he's
know.
He still works out in the mornings.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's still admirable. But then it he's is. Using his mother, his stepdad, all of them to get some, you know, digs in, and they come in prepared into those conversations as to how does Lindsay feel, how are you doing with her. It's almost like, oh, we have to talk about the fact that you guys don't get along, and we're going to walk you through the breakup.
Yeah, I also wonder a little bit if, like, I think it's kind of shitty that Carl is sitting after Barry's with or working out with, like, Sierra and West. And
yeah.
West, I understand. West and Sierra, he has a relationship with. But, like, you just met Jesse Solomon.
Right.
For you to sit there and talk about your fiance like that is fucked up. Like, yeah. And by the way, I loved what Sierra told him. Like, that was such good advice that Sierra was giving him. That, like,
yeah, but also it felt like Sierra – it felt like Sierra is doing that, taking that opportunity where Lindsay is not there to give him that advice. You know, yeah. like all of them trying to get on Carl's side and demonize Lindsay so that
he could
break up.
It does feel
but
needed,
I feel
yes.
like Carl, Lindsay has something when she says he pokes me, pokes me, pokes me, pokes me, and he triggers me until I have a reaction, and then he says, why did you have the reaction? I kind of sort of believe that also. I yeah. sort of think that Lindsay wanted, the basic idea is that Lindsay doesn't want a relationship with a man. She wants a family. She wants a child. Yeah. And she really should go Lala's way and yeah. just have babies. I think she would make a great mother. Yeah. I don't think she'll make a great wife to anyone. I don't think she's wifey material. I think if it is a stronger man, she's going to feel inadequate and want to be equal to him, and that's going to be harder for her. And if it's a weaker man, she's going to get disgusted with him and be not happy in that. So she needs somebody who's like really exactly the same as her. But she doesn't have the patience that sometimes he'll be stronger than her and sometimes she'll be stronger than him. And yeah. I don't think she has that nuance either. So it's going to be very hard for her to find one partner that she will hang on to for the rest of her life. That's going to be hard for her. But she can have a baby and she can then date and have yeah. her relationships that fulfill her in that moment and then move on.
Yeah. Like she
I don't think why – I don't understand why women – really need to be married to a single person to have girl, the fulfillment. Just go ahead and do whatever, right?
Girl, you're me and you both.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is dumb, okay? Girls, ladies, if you want to start a family, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna, because guess what? Even if you get married, mm-hmm. you're mostly doing it by yourself anyway.
Yeah. Right.
And this is coming from two people who have partners who are very involved with our children.
Right.
Extremely right. involved with our children. Yeah. And you still like I still feel like there is I think a lot of times like the disappointment that comes in marriages is when you're like, well, I thought you were gonna be better at this than you are as like a partner, right?
As and
I
a
think
partner. That, not yeah, really on parenting. Not the
No,
parenting
as a partner, part. Exactly. Like, and I think that Lindsay is the kind of person who would yeah. feel extremely jealous if she had kids and the kids got more attention from Carl than, you yeah. know, than he was.
She could even
Lindsay.
Have Carl's babies and then, but not marry him and just share the babies. But
exactly. But she would have a hard time with that because
yeah,
she would feel like she would feel in competition. Who's the better parent? Like she would yeah, feel
yeah,
really
yeah,
messed
she
up
would,
over
she it. Would. She would. She would. Just, she should have that, a donor, really, that she doesn't have a competition with.
I think that Lindsay wishes in her mind that she could be with somebody like Carl, but yeah. she's just not capable of it. Like, I think also being in a relationship with a sober person as a person who still drinks the way that
yeah,
she
yeah,
does
yeah.
is a very big ask.
Right.
And I don't think that it's... you don't have to take that on.
Right, right.
I think she wishes she could and she thinks that she could, but she can't.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And she's also the kind of person that if she gave up something huge like that as a sacrifice to be she was sober for you, then she wants you to acknowledge that every day. Uh-huh. And make a big deal about it over exactly. and over again. And she doesn't get that from him. And he will never give that to her. No. And it's wrong for her to expect it. But that's also the problem with Lindsay. Lindsay, Bethany, you know, these are people that shouldn't yes. be. They can be in a relationship. Like Bethany is. Bethany is like just engaged or boyfriend, but she didn't marry the guy. Yeah. That's an okay thing. But she's not going to be.
Nobody knows where Paul is. We've not seen him.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
SOS on Paul.
Yeah.
Craig shows up and we get some Craig and Paige stuff. And I have to say, Craig and Paige might have the healthiest relationship. Because
Paige has the healthy relationship. I think Craig doesn't know he has a relationship anymore.
But I think I love the fact that Paige is like, I'm not ready to marry you. I'm not going to take this step. Mm-hmm. She's kind of dragging her feet. And Craig says, if it works out, it works out. It doesn't, it's okay. Like, I'm just going to follow her lead. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I don't think that he's ever going to break up with her. But yeah. I think he's also prepared that, like, if she breaks up with him, he'll just have to get over it and move on. Yeah. But he's willing to stick it out with Paige because he loves her so much.
Right.
To see if this goes somewhere. But he's not pressuring her. And I think that that's really healthy. Like, good for Paige. Yeah. Paige is like, I'm a fucking
She cat. Trained him.
Yeah. Trained him. And honestly, like, it's great.
What if Kemma says about his wife and marriage? Gross. No, she told him, you know, he's I think Craig is at the very least. See, I always compare Craig and Tom Schwartz, right?
Yeah.
Craig matured a little bit, just enough to say, okay, I understand that Paige is the smarter person, the more saner person, the yes. more level person, and I'm just going to lean on that and let her lead the way.
Yes. I think that's a big thing.
And Schwartz did that for a short period with Katie, but then he didn't stick to that. He didn't stand. But I think Craig can, because he's not as dumb as Schwartz is.
And I think that that is so true. Like, I think that he appreciates Paige for all of the things that she is. Because mm-hmm. I think that there's things that Paige still lets Craig do mm-hmm. that make him feel like a man, right? Like, yeah. she still dresses up like his pretty little doll and, like, yeah. you know, shows up and, like, mm-hmm. you know, likes to be, like, his little, like, whatever. But I think he knows that she's the brains of the operation.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think he appreciates that.
He respects that, yeah.
Exactly. And I think that that is missing from, like, Amanda and Kyle's relationship. Yeah. Now, listen.
I don't think, yeah.
You think they're going to move to Jersey?
I think they will.
I can't wait.
I think they will move to Jersey.
I know exactly where they're going to move. I bet they are
moving right now. They're moving right now.
There's a house on my street that's for sale. It doesn't have a pool.
Doesn't have a pool?
Mm-mm. I don't think they would move into a house with that. She needs a pool. And she needs acreage. She's from, like, Somerset area.
Yeah.
So she needs, like, land. She needs, like, she thinks she's going to move to, like, I think she'll move to, like, Chatham.
Yes.
Or, like, Madison or mm-hmm. Summit, which yeah. is right here.
Summit is where she's going to move. Because then it's a short drive. It's a short drive to the city.
Yeah, you're right. She might even move to Short Hills.
Yeah, Short Hills.
Yeah, exactly.
What is that place? Ho Chi Minh or what? No, what is it?
Metuchen?
Hohokus.
Hohokus? No. Ho Chi Minh.
Hohokus. That's like I remember passing that all the time and thinking, what is that name? It's an Indian name, right? Hohokus?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Hohokus, Secaucus, Weehawken. Secaucus,
yeah. Hohokus. I bet she could get a pool there.
She could. Any other thoughts about these Looney Tunes?
No, I'm enjoying Summer House. I think Jesse Solomon is a good addition. I think...
I like that he's asking all the right questions.
Yes. I think... what's the other guy's name?
West.
West is a good addition as well. I don't quite believe the Sierra West thing. I think it's only for... I think it's for... It's a summer flame, but I don't think there's anything deeper there. But I like it. I think I like the way... He doesn't put any pressure on her, and she's like, it's lighthearted, and there's no complications coming out of it.
I am concerned about him sharing with us this episode that he is gainfully unemployed.
Yes. That's why I think he's taking it slow, because he doesn't want to go on all these dates and pay for it. So he's like...
He's like, you want
to like, I sent her
out?
That Uber. It cost me $35.
That's why he was sweating.
Yeah. He was like, how am I going to pay for this? But also, it's fine. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything complicated. I think Danielle is still annoying. I don't think she's going anywhere.
No.
But she can stay there on the periphery.
I'm excited for her to have her redemption, though.
Who's the other girl? What's her name?
Gabby.
Gabby, yeah. Gabby is fun. I think Gabby is this.
She's
is
the new
more
Danielle.
Sensible than Danielle, yeah. Actually.
Yeah. She is.
She is a lot more sensible and more. She's smarter than Danielle, and she's not boring like Mia was.
Yeah.
She's like, she's just right to be the plus one there.
I like Gabby a lot too because she's straight up like, listen, yeah. Listen, you two. I can't be your.
It's
emotional
too palpable.
Support.
I know you guys are made up, but your tension is still palpable.
Yeah, and I don't like it, and it's making my skin bad. So yeah. I don't like this anymore. Yes. I love that. She's like, I'm not dealing with this. Because
instead of like Danielle saying, I'll take it on and I'll fix you guys and I'll talk to him and I'll talk
like,
to you. No, she's not like that.
She's
yeah.
like, no, thank you. Well, that's it.
In a world full of Lindsay's and Danielle's, be a Gabby.
Be a Gabby. Exactly. Yeah. Be a Gabby, be a Paige, unfortunately. Paige pisses me off so bad because you know what? I feel like Paige and I would get along so well.
Yeah.
Really well.
I think you are pretty, you are very much the same person.
We would be best friends.
Yeah.
Her sense of humor is great.
Yes.
And it drives me crazy that she still has that podcast with Hannah Berner.
Yeah.
Sometimes their clips show up on my feed and I watch them and they
no, I don't
laugh.
See, you watched it one time and that's why it shows up.
I know. But it's not the Hannah parts that ever make me laugh. It's the Paige parts that make me laugh.
Yeah.
So there's that.
No, I don't watch at all. Wasn't Hannah pregnant and engaged? What happened to that?
I think she was just engaged. I don't believe she was ever pregnant. Oh, okay. Yeah. Or no, she's married. She's fully married to that
guy?
Man, that
to the
dude.
Irish guy?
Yeah, to the Irish Kyle, who looks like her dad.
That guy now that guy's stand-up, if you go international stand-up that he's done, it's actually pretty good. He's not bad.
God.
He's not bad. He's okay. If I didn't know that his interactions with Hannah and all that, I would have thought of him as, hey, this is a funny guy, and I would have watched it. But now I like watch it with like irritation, but then I'm like, oh, it's a very reluctant
you're
laugh.
Like, I saw you guys hook up in a hot tub in the
yeah
summer.
I have a very gross. Reluctant laugh at his jokes.
I hate that. That's how I feel about Jax.
Yes. No, I don't. I don't find him funny at all.
No,
so I don't find
I like
all of
I
that.
Enjoy watching people laugh at Jax.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing funny about Jax. It's funny to watch him think that he's funny and nobody laughs and we laugh at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Well, that's it for this episode. I'll be back on Monday or Tuesday to talk to my brother
Kate Middleton is still alive.
About Kate Middleton, yes.
Yeah. So that's going to be a good topic to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, us South Asians, we have a lot of opinions about the royals, as we should, because they still have our jewels.
Yeah. Well, it was so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Shut up. Don't say
this
thank
is
you
so
like
fun.
That. Get out of here.
Thank you for having a Cancerian.